You're listening to the Stage Line Podcast for September 1st, 2017. Stage Line Podcast へようこそ。今日のポッドキャストはバイリンガル育ったカナダ出身のアレックスが登場します。二カ国語を話すためには頭の中で翻訳しないで、英語で話しているときは英語で、日本語で話しているときは日本語で考えるようにするといいですよってアドバイスをくれました。それでは聞いてみましょう。Well, hi, Alex.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Couldn't be better. I couldn't be better. So, Alex, can you tell us a little bit about your background growing up? You're from Canada, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm from the French part of Canada, Quebec. So, I come from... Actually, it's a rural town close to Montreal. Mm-hmm. So, Montreal is the closest big city, but I come from a rural town called Saint-Agathe. And,
So, in Saint-Agathe... Do you have any idea about what percentage of people would speak French as their first language?
Maybe 95%.
95%?
Yeah.
Okay.
If not more.
Right.
Yeah.
So can you tell us about growing up in Saint-Agathe? Like what was, did you have a kind of a bilingual environment growing up?
Yes. I think I was really lucky because my parents made the decision to send me to English school from kindergarten until high school.
Okay.
So, in my home, we spoke French, and the rule was...
That's a rule.
Yeah, the rule is French only in my house, especially with my grandparents. They're very emotional about it, even. And then outside of the home, it's English.
Okay.
And I remember when we would go to, like, a big city with our family, then my parents would encourage me to speak English because we wanted to fit in. So no French, like to look like proper people.
Interesting. And then one word. Proper people.
I know. This is the Quebecois idea. You know, like you're sophisticated if you can speak English, and so let's show that we are able to be sophisticated.
So, yeah. So it's interesting. So you had a rule in your house.
Yes.
Everyone can understand English, but the rule was everybody speaks French.
Yes.
To communicate.
Yes.
Was there any kind of penalty if you spoke English?
My father, who still does this, would just correct you. Like, he would re-say the sentence that you say, but in French.
Okay.
Or I often incorporate English words into my French, like kind of people do here with English and Japanese.
Oh, sure.
But he really doesn't think it's cute. He hates it. So he often is like, you mean we're going to... I don't know. He corrects the word and tells me the proper French word.
Okay, so if I were to say, for example, I want to go out with my friends.
Go out with my friends. You mean in French?
Yeah. What would your father say in that situation?
Like, if I would say, je veux go out, you mean?
So, for example, in your home.
Yes.
It's French only.
Yes, yes, yes.
So if you said to your father,
okay.
Hey, Dad, I want to go out with my friends tonight.
He would say, tu veux sortir avec tes amis? And then I would have to re-ask it again. And
okay.
Eventually, it's like you learn not to do it.
Right.
I slip up.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, people who are, you know, bilinguals like yourself, probably when they're speaking one language, they're thinking in that language.
Yes.
So do you think in both English and French?
Yes, depending on which language I'm speaking at, definitely. If I'm speaking English with somebody in my head, probably I'm thinking in English.
Right.
I mean, and then if I'm speaking in French, I would think in French. I count in French, though.
So. Oh, is that right?
You know what I noticed? Yeah, the other day, even though I was here, I was like counting a number, and I was counting in French.
It's interesting. Some of the research says that people have a tendency... to have one language that is stronger for counting.
Yeah. I agree.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, thinking and speaking in two languages, do you think that your personality might be a little bit different when you're speaking English rather than French, or that you might communicate in a different way?
For sure. I think that just because of the context in which I used French, when I speak French, I'm more relaxed. And I'm more casual. And In my opinion, French people or Quebecois people like to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're speaking, it's always like a joke.
Okay.
For some reason. And in English, because of the context, I used it at school, I used it at work. So I'm trained to use it in a more formal way, I think.
Okay.
And then that affects my personality. I think I'm more reserved a little bit and a little bit more proper.
Interesting. So I've read sometimes that people, when they'll write, like, let's say a short story in English, and then they'll write the same story in French,
yes,
or another language, and they'll say, wow, it's like a totally different subject or approach.
Yeah.
Well, it may be a little bit hard for people who are learning, just starting out learning a language, to actually, you know, try to think in that language. We always encourage people, you know, don't translate everything you hear. But do you have any advice for people in terms of, like, trying to train yourself maybe to think in the target language?
Yeah, probably the most important piece of advice I've ever received when I was learning a language in university was exactly what you just said. Think in this language. So our students here often say, I don't have a chance to practice English outside of the school.
Mm-hmm.
But even though it sounds silly, when you're in your home or outside, try to think in English, even if it's very basic. Like, now I will take the elevator. Yeah. Try to think in English. It really, really helps more than you think.
Right. And I think that if you are doing that, you're kind of like thinking, oh, what's for supper tonight? Oh, I need to go shopping. And then you might come up with something like, you know, oh, how do I say this?
It's
something that might come up, and then you can maybe look up a couple of words or ask us here.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, what would be the best way to say something like that? So
For sure.
Mm. Well, excellent. Good advice.
Ah, no problem. My pleasure.
Merci beaucoup.
Bienvenue.
À la prochaine.
À bientôt.
Thanks, Alex.
You're welcome.